On today's programme, we're going to have a look at a week that was for Manchester. Last Monday, the 22nd of May 2017, just after 10:30 p.m, moments after the concert by Ariana Grande had ended, a bomb exploded at the exit to the Manchester Arena. The explosion led to the deaths of 22 people, and more than 100 people were injured in the bombing. The incident developed into a story of a community's resilience in the face of extreme terror. Manchester, a city united, showed that love trumps hate, and the city had the moral maturity and mental resilience to combat those that used terror to divide a community. "Hate will not tear us apart," was Manchester's message. This is a look back at the week when Manchester showed the world what it means to have mental wealth when it's most needed.
Just a slight bit of breaking news to bring you at 10:56, just to interrupt this debate with Greater Manchester Police telling us that they are responding to an incident at the Manchester Arena. Now, if you know that, that's kind of the big gig venue in Manchester. We don't know any more than that. We don't know any nature of the incident, but Greater Manchester Police are appealing for people to stay away. So if you're listening to us in the area of Manchester this evening, Greater Manchester Police are asking you to stay away from the arena.
When routine bites hard and ambitions are low and resentment rides high, but emotions won't grow, and we're changing our ways, taking different roads, then love will tear us apart again. Love will tear us apart again.
Police say they have responded to reports of an incident at Manchester Arena tonight, asking people to stay away from the area.
Why is the bedroom so cold? Turned away on your side. Is my timing that floor? Our respect runs so dry. Yet there's still this appeal that we've kept through our lives. But love will tear us apart again. Love will tear us apart again.
11:05, and we're going to bring you some more details on the breaking news we had just before 11 o'clock. This is Greater Manchester Police warning people to stay away from Manchester Arena as officers respond to an incident amid reports on social media of an explosion in that area. Ariana Grande was performing at the time. That was the gig that people had gone to see. Emergency services have confirmed they're dealing with an incident near Manchester, Victoria, and have said that trains may be delayed or cancelled.
Do you cry out in your sleep? All my failings exposed. And there's a taste in my mouth as desperation takes hold. Yeah, that something so good just can't function.
At the arena tonight. Ellie, are you okay?
Yeah, I am, thanks.
What can you tell us about what happened?
Basically, there was a loud explosion at the top of the stairs of the arena, and people started screaming and running, but we've just had an update from somebody that it was a shooting. And so we're all kind of in the park in hotel or something across the street because they're letting everybody just come in because apparently it's a shooting.
Who's told you that?
It was a passerby. One of them was crying and they all came running towards us. And we said, "Sorry, has there been an update?" And she went, "Yeah, it's a shooting." So, it could be hearsay, but that's the first bit of news that we've heard so far.
And did you hear any noise?
We heard the explosion. We were in the arena when it happened.
And was the gig on?
No, it just ended. It was about literally less than a minute after it all ended and all the lights came back on and there was this explosion.
I met my love
by the gasworks wall. Dream the dream by the old canal. I kiss my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
So you went back. Yeah. Why did you go back?
Why? I've been staying there, I'm breathing around, I'm human, it's, you know. I mean, you got a lot of people that were, there was a lot of homeless people that stayed there and helped, and that's what we've done. And then obviously when we've seen children like that as well, we're plugging, we were having to pull nails out of their arms and stuff and a couple out of this little girl's face. And it was children, you know what I mean? And there was a lot of children with blood all over them and everything, so and crying and screaming. If I didn't help, I wouldn't be able to live with myself for walking away and sitting and leaving kids like that.
I heard a siren from the docks. Saw a train set the night on fire. I smelled the spring on the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dream the dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
I didn't go to concert, my wife and daughter did, so I was waiting up at the first set of white doors. And as I was waiting, an explosion went off and it threw me through the first set of doors, about 30 foot to the next set of doors. When I got up and looked round, there was about 30 people scattered everywhere, some of them looked dead. Might have been unconscious, but there was a lot of fatalities. So my first thing was to run in the stadium, try and find my wife and daughter. When I couldn't find them, I went back out, and with the police and the fire and ambulance, whoever was there, I looked at some of the bodies, trying to find my family. But luckily, they weren't there. Managed to find them outside the arena and got them back to the hotel with them. Phoned up because so many reports coming in that it was like a balloon and things not happening as it was. It was definitely an explosion and there's definitely a lot of fatalities.
Right, I mean, we're actually looking at the police statement from Greater Manchester Police confirming a lot of what people have been saying, a number of fatalities.
I heard your words.
this explosion, a lot of force then, it actually blew you off your feet.
It was some force. I mean, my ears are still ringing now, so I might be talking a bit loud. But it was, the whole building shook.
In these circumstances, we have to come together. In these circumstances, a city and a community comes together in solidarity and in strength, so we carry on. We don't allow these attacks and these people to divide us or prevent us from leading the decent, normal lives that we all want to lead. There can be nothing worse than losing a child in a situation like this. We have to put our arms around them and support them, not just today, but in all the very difficult days to come, because trauma like this doesn't go in a day or two. It's there with them for the rest of their lives. We have to give them all the support we possibly can, and also make sure we live in a safe environment in the future and we live in safety together. But we do not allow our communities to be divided by this kind of appalling, atrocious act of violence.
And there's people and they're young and alive. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one anymore. Take me out.
Good evening. While taping our show earlier tonight, we heard the horrific news coming out of Manchester in England that there had been an incident at Ariana Grande's concert. We still have no real information about what's happening. All we know is the tragic news that there are multiple fatalities and many injuries. It shocks me every time we hear this sort of news that attacks like this can happen, but especially when there will be so many children at this concert tonight. Many of you won't have ever been to Manchester, but you will definitely have heard of it. It's famous all over the world for so many wonderful things, great football teams. Like Man City, Man United, it's famous for incredible music, like Oasis and Joy Division. It was the birthplace of the leader of the suffragettes. It's the home of the inventor of the first computer. It's a place full of comedy and curries and character. But when I think of Manchester, the place that I know, I think of the spirit of the people there. And I'm telling you, a more tight-knit group of people you will be hard-pressed to find. Strong, proud, caring people with community at its core. And if it was even possible, the spirit of the people of Manchester will grow even stronger this evening. My thoughts and prayers are with everyone in Manchester tonight. All of the staff at the MEN Arena, all of the security teams, all of the emergency services, Ariana and her team, and all of those families affected by tonight. We'll all go to bed, holding our little ones even tighter this evening.
The road is long.
Place in the northwest of England. It's ace, it's the best, and the songs that we sing from the stands from our band set the whole planet shaking. Our inventions are legends. There's nought we can't make. And so we make brilliant music, we make brilliant bands, we make goals that make souls leap from seats in the stands. And we make things from steel, we make things from cotton, we make people laugh, take their mix some at rotten. And we make you at home, we make you feel welcome. We make something happen, we can't seem to help it. And if you're looking for history, then yes, we've a wealth. But the Manchester way is to make it yourself. And make us a record, a new number one. And make us a brew while you're up, love, go on. And make us feel proud that you're winning the league. And make us sing louder and make us believe it, that this is the place that has helped shape the world. And that this is a place where a Manchester girl named of Emmeline Pankhurst from the streets of Moss Side. From the streets of Moss Side led a suffragette city with sisterhood pride. And this is the place with appliance of science. We're on it, atomic. We struck with defiance in the face of a challenge. We always stand tall. Mancunians in union delivered it all, such as housing and libraries and health, education and unions and co-ops, the first railway station. So we're sorry. Bear with us. We invented commuters. But we hope you forgive us. We invented computers. Yeah. And this is the place. This is the place Henry Royce strolled with Rolls, and we've rocked and we've rolled with our own northern soul. And so this is the place to do business then dance. Where go-getters and goal-setters know they've a chance. And this is the place where we first played as kids. And my mum lived and died here. She loved it. She did. And this is the place where our folks came to work, where they struggled in puddles, they hurt in the dirt, and they built us a city. They built us these towns, and they coughed on the cobbles to the deafening sound of the steaming machines and the screaming of slaves. They were scheming for greatness. They dreamed to their graves, and they left us a spirit. They left us a vibe, that Mancunian way to survive and to thrive and to work and to build and to connect and create. And Greater Manchester's greatness is keeping it great. And so this is the place now with kids of our own. Some are born here, some drawn here. but we all call it home. And they've covered the cobbles, but they'll never defeat all the dreamers and schemers who still team through these streets, because this is a place that has been through some hard times. Oppressions, recessions, depressions and dark times. But we keep fighting back with Greater Manchester spirit, northern grit, northern wit and Greater Manchester lyrics in these hard times again. And there's hard times again. There's hard times again in these streets of our city. But we won't take defeat. And we don't want your pity, because this is the place where we stand strong together with a smile on our face, Mancunians forever, because this is the place in our hearts, in our homes, because this is the place that's a part of our bones, because Manchester gives us such strength from the fact that this is the place we should give something back. Always remember. Never forget. Forever Manchester. Yeah. Choose love, Manchester. Thank you.
You've never been, but all the things that you've seen. Thank you.